Boo. This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Yeah, I'm not very scary. For the better part of the last 9 years, I've had requests for the story behind the line in the most wonderful time of the year that goes, "There'll be scary ghost stories." Ghost stories at Christmas? What's that about? Well, like many, if not even most of our Christmas traditions, telling ghost stories at Christmas was a Victorian era English occurrence, although it was actually a tradition that was hundreds of years old at that point. In fact, ghost stories in general had kind of been on the way out before Victoria took the throne in 1837. People were pretty sick of them. The theory for their return was that magazines came into being around that time and they needed content, like the internet does now. And ghost stories were traditionally told orally, spoken to folks sitting close together. But ghost stories were short, widely known, difficult to attribute, and therefore get sued for, and editable to just about any length. And they could be serialized. And I think there may have been an element of nostalgia for telling them at Christmas. The tradition of the Christmas ghost story is pretty much absent from America. Except for one. Charles Dickens knew ghost stories at Christmas were starting to blow up again. I don't know how many of these stories had a Christmas theme before. I'll bet not many. But he combined the resurgent ghost story and the surging Christmas celebration to write A Christmas Carol, which was published just before Christmas in 1843, the same year of the first Christmas card. That wasn't the only Christmas ghost story he published either. Perhaps ghost stories' return can be traced to the Industrial Revolution, which brought people into towns and cities from rural villages, into unfamiliar houses. And the new middle-class hired servants who would often come in the autumn and early winter when the nights started early, shadows abounded, and every creak might make them jump. And their employers were also unfamiliar with the houses. They were new, and the servants who endeavored to be super quiet and unobtrusive might make a bit of noise, or be seen out of the corner of the eye for just a second and, well, you get the idea. A lot of jumpiness. The rise of the use of gas lamps might have introduced enough carbon monoxide to induce hallucinations. Some of the mysterious figures that might be ghosts. And of course, there was spiritualism, where people really, seriously believed they were encountering and communicating with ghosts. It was really big in the 19th century. It's hard to know which strengthened which. I'm guessing it was a cycle. Spooky Christmas stories continued through the 19th century. Henry James wrote one in 1898, the famous Turn of the Screw. In 1904, M.R. James published a collection. Many of the stories were read to friends at Christmas time, although most were not set at Christmas. His work was the foundation of the BBC's A Ghost Story for Christmas, which was an annual offering from 1971 to 1978 and has been revived periodically in the last 15 years or so. H.P. Lovecraft wrote a story called The Festival, which was also set at Christmas. I can totally see the appeal of ghost stories, especially when winter sets in. The shadows are at their longest, the nights are at their darkest. And in the 19th century, in England, it was cold inside and out in many places. There was no TV, not even radio. Everything got damp. And I'll bet there may have been a bit of stress in their version of Christmas as well. And a bit of fright might nicely offset the focus of the holy. It makes sense. But it was an English tradition, not Scottish, not Irish. They liked their spooks at Halloween and still do. So while many of the Christmas traditions we celebrate in America come from Victorian England, they were really filtered through England and from places like Germany, providing a stronger basis for export. And in terms of creepy times, when the Irish brought Halloween over, it was game over. Americans liked to compartmentalize, and Halloween was dark and spine-tingling, and Christmas, once it gained favor in America, was bright and cheery to offset the dark of winter. You know what's kind of creepy at Christmas? Rain when there should be snow. This is Hill and Hale in the Christmas Stocking.
Reindeer, why does it have to rain, dear? Feels like every year here, it never seems to snow. Reindeer, why does it have to rain, dear? While snowing somewhere else we're sitting in the rain, dear. All this slip, 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 slipping around is get, getting me down. It's hit, hitting the ground. It's taking it with me right down the drain. I wanna
wanna see white blankets on houses, streets and pine trees in the mountains. I'm up all night listening now. Is that the drip drop or the clip clop of some reindeer? False alarm, it's reindeer. Feels like one more year here of Christmas in the reindeer. Santa has the right idea, only visit once a year. But something makes me feel this year he might not come at all. For the weatherman calls for reindeer.
Why does it have to rain?
Slip, 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 slipping around is get, getting me down is hit, hitting the ground is taking it with me right down the drain. I wanna see white blankets on houses, streets and pine trees and the mountains. I'm up all night listening now. Is that the drip drop or the clip clop? Is that the drip drop or the clip clop of some reindeer? False alarm, it's reindeer. Feels like one more year here of Christmas in the reindeer. Snowman, doesn't seem the snowman. Wish that it was snowman. Snowman, but all I see is reindeer. Nothing else but reindeer. Slip, slipping in the reindeer. Only reindeer. Snowman, wish that it would snowman. Wanna see some snowman. Maybe build a snowman. Do that with reindeer. All we have here is reindeer.
I'm so tired of reindeer.
Reindeer. Reindeer. Snowman. Wish that it would snowman. Wanna see some snowman. I'd love it if it's snowman. False alarm, here it's reindeer. Don't wanna see reindeer. Slip, slipping in the reindeer.
Slip, 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 slipping around it. Get me down it. Hit the ground it. I wanna see white blankets on houses. Streets and pine trees and a mountain. I'm up all night listening now. Is that the drip drop or the clip clop?
Dwan Hill and Missy Hale in the Christmas Stocking, known here as Hill and Hale, and that's reindeer, spelled like the animal. I think you'll hear more from them on the show in the future. Hear more now by getting their music, and you can start at mychristmasstocking.net, where you'll find the show notes. That's also where you can find the phone number to call to wish Merry Christmas, share your favorite Christmas memory, or Christmas plans. I'll tell you the number right now, but go to mychristmasstocking.net if you don't have time to write it down. 323-487-1225. Get it? 1225? That's a special day. I would love to hear from you. The Christmas Stocking is on Google Plus, plus.google.com. Search for The Christmas Stocking. Curtis in Tennessee, thank you for the kind words. And thanks to David in Arizona for your gift to The Christmas Stocking. It really helps keep this thing going in its 10th season. Contribute.mychristmasstocking.net is where you go if you want to help out that way. We're on Twitter at Xmas Stocking. Hello, Jean in California at Colchester1, who was getting ready to go on the holiday time tour at Disneyland when she tweeted. Also, hello, Brian O'Neill in California at Brian O'Neill. And Sierra Starsong at StarsongKY. Thank you for retweeting. It really helps to get the message out. I want as many people as possible listening. It's the 10th season of The Christmas Stocking. Tell your friends. Tell him on Facebook, too. You can join our Facebook page, facebook.com/Christmas Stocking. Hello to Christmas Movies and Music. It's a page that invited me to share on their Facebook page, which was very nice. Also, Joe and Bobby, who was a baby DJ when I met him and is now an experienced programmer slash morning personality on the radio. And available. Ask for details. I'm Lee Cameron. Longtime listener Joe in New Jersey suggested The Legend of the Christmas Rose. That's what the next Christmas Stocking show is all about.